Hello everyone, Dr. Will here. I just want to do a quick Facebook Live on day 15 of what we're doing, of the butterfly experiment. And it's probably going to be a lot of fun. I hope it is. But what I wanted to talk about was on day 15 is taking the first step. You know, a couple of days ago we did gratitude, how gratitude resets your reticular activating system, which, hey Sandeep, Bruce, if you guys like this, click like and share. You know, we talked about how gratitude resets your reticular activating system, so it starts you looking at things differently and doing things differently. And then we did action. You know, once you're in that state of gratitude, then start to take action. You know, because gratitude without action is basically emptiness. So start to take some action. And today is, what is the first step? Well, that's where people get bogged down. What's the first step? You know, but that, first of all, it's to be good to yourself. Part of the first step, hey Jennifer, is to be good to yourself. On Tuesday, I'm doing a webinar on, you know, specific steps we can do to help empaths in this type of crisis, feeling people in empaths. And, you know, I kind of did a general webinar not too long ago, and this time I'm going to give some steps. And when I started thinking about doing that webinar, I also realized that part of that is being good to yourself. One of the things that happens when you're empathic, and that's one reason this shutdown, when we're being locked down, is so traumatic for a lot of people. We're used to helping people. We're used to doing that. Well, that's cut off, and we have no outlet for that, you know, that altruistic thing to help other people. And we don't learn how to turn that on ourselves. The other aspect of it is, sometimes when you're so busy helping other people, you lose yourself in the process. And, you know, it, again, you know, you give and give and give until there's nothing left for you. And so maybe if we redo it and look at it differently, you know, right now there's a time of great, great fear, and there's also a time of great optimism. So it depends what you want to look at. There's going to be changes. You could be fearful of those changes, or you can be optimistic of those changes. Which do you choose to focus on? The fear or the optimism? Fear or hope? You can't do both. And so which one is it? And that's the first step, is to decide, are you going to be, you know, hopeful, or are you going to be fearful? And then to be good to yourself in the process. You know, when a butterfly first comes out of the cocoon, it's totally, totally vulnerable. And it has to stand there, and it has to take a little time and dry its wings. And you cannot help it. Right? If people, you know, I remember the story of a little kid who saw a butterfly coming out, thought they would try to help it. And of course, they were sad because they ended up causing the demise of the butterfly, right? Because it has to dry. It just has to be for however length of time it is. But we don't allow ourselves that, to realize there are times we are just vulnerable and we have to be ourselves, maybe be with ourselves, take some time. Pull inward, kind of go back into the cocoon, you know, as at least where I'm at and parts of the country and the world are starting to open up. So as you begin to come out of that butterfly, as you come out of that cocoon, hopefully as a transformed butterfly, maybe you can begin to think about it a little bit differently, you know, and realize that it's going to be sort of scary and you're going to have to do some different things. But to feel free to pull back and be, and know that you need to like just shut down and just kind of take some moments for yourself. You know, we may have things that we're doing that we have to do, but that doesn't mean you can't be good to yourself. So the first step, though, is to begin to think, as we come out of this, as you're beginning to develop the new you, you know, what's going to be different when you come out? That's always number one. What's different? Don't look at for what's the same. You know, that's why in one way we can look at the optimism when they say, you know, we'll go back to normal. Well, what if you didn't like normal? What if you didn't like your old life, your relationship, your job, your career, your money status, whatever it happened, your physical body? What if you decide for a new normal, right? And that could be a good thing. So why don't you think about that and take some time and just, now's the time to begin to think about it, because, you know, eventually this is ending. And it seems like it's speeding up. You know, once an item in motion tends to stay in motion, and the motion has started. And so as this is going forward, feel free to do that. So the first step is to realize it's going to be scary. You're going to do some things, and you might feel a little vulnerable when you go out. Maybe that's part of the fear. you know, if we've been in lockdown since mid-March, you know, going on 8 weeks, give or take, you get used to it. And then once you get used to it, it's scary to come out and do different things and realize that's part of the norm. So anyway, I just wanted to do a quick one and talk about that. And, you know, things are changing. I finally got a haircut, found a barbershop open yesterday. It was great. I was driving by and there was no cars there. I whipped in and, you know, because the person that was, I was going to get my hair cut, she's like booked out till the end of June. And so I saw it and I pulled up and was the first time since Monday he hasn't had a waiting list. So, you know, I can be optimistic. Sometimes good things happen, you know, and I was just happened to be driving that way. So anyway, have a great day. I'll see you all on day 16. Also this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. For those that are interested, I'm doing a refresher of NLP on Saturday at 12 noon. It's a webinar. It's the basics of NLP. And then on Sunday at 12 noon, it's Master NLP. And Monday, it's kind of an intro and a basics of trainers of NLP. And that's free. It's just a refresher course. So have some fun with that. If you want to join us, it'll be wonderful. You know, on Tuesday at noon, I'm doing a webinar on specific steps to help empaths. And of course, I've got some things coming up you may want to join. Look for info. I've got the Master Trainer course, which formally starts May 25th. It's a NLP Master Trainers course. Starts May 25th with Monday kind of being a review. And then it's an intro, and then we'll get started. But that's, you could drop into that one for free. So I hope to see everyone as we trudge the road to happy destiny, and I'll see you soon.